corporate homie.
Work-life balance.
Hashtag girl talking golf.
You act like you've just been traveling so much.
Everybody should be finding some balance. On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
goals.
I will give myself an A in this category.
I'm under contract and ready to go. This is a good old-fashioned fail for me.
Hey, homies.
What up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back. Woo woo.
It is June, mid-year. Time to check in on what?
Goals.
Goals, resolutions, all those great things we said we were going to do at the top of the year.
What you looking like?
How you doing, homies? This is actually, I've been looking forward to this episode because I think for all of us, this is what happens with a lot of things in life, whether it be at work or personal or in a relationship. You don't take the time to step back and see, am I doing what I said I was going to do? Am I working toward what I said I was going to work toward? And at the midpoint of the year is a great time to do that instead of being frustrated and disappointed with yourself in December when you didn't do what you wanted to get done because you'd never revisited it.
Yeah, and I think it's a good time too. That if you have set the goals and you haven't reached them, there's still a lot of time left. There's a lot of year left. It's not too late to give up. Like if you're checking goals at December 15th to see how you're doing, you might be out of time, but it's June. There's still plenty of year left.
It's just like at church. Come to Jesus while you still have time. You still have time.
Make up your mind.
Right. Make up your mind. Okay. We're church kids. Sorry. So, do you want to just kind of get into it? Or?
Yeah. We talked about our goals. What episode was that?
Episode 53, personal goals. And
right. So, if you haven't listened to episode 53, really encourage you to go back because, you know, we're just going to sort of give a quick update on where we are. But that was the episode that we did at the top of the year where we set forth, you know, things that we were trying to accomplish individually and then collectively as corporate homies. As well.
Right. And as a reminder for the homies, what we did is we broke the goals down into categories: personal, family, spiritual, professional, and physical. And so we'll give the update using that same format. So we can just kind of jump right into it. We can start with physical. My goal physically was to get 6 hours of cardio each week to give myself a way of being more consistent and not being beholden to, you know, a number of days, but a number of hours. And then I also wanted to get out of my cardio comfort zone and try some new cardio, Pilates, yoga, so on and so forth. I would say that if I were giving myself a grade in this category, I would say I'm a D. It's in David.
When you said that, I was like, I don't think you've done anything.
I haven't tried a yoga class. I haven't been to
Pilates.
No, I
was just thinking that. Like, I was like, you were going to try new cardio. I know. It's a no.
But it's June. Holler at your girl in December. I might be in, you know, some kind of new creative cardio.
How about holler at your girl? Hey, holler at your girl with some creative cardio.
Tag me. Hit me up. But so I've got some. The hours of cardio, I would say that's probably more like a C. But the creative cardio is an F, which is why I gave myself a D for the category.
Okay. So I think that my goals, if I remember correctly, I was going to lose 50 pounds and try to get sleep were the things that I said. Let's start with the losing the weight. So I'm about halfway to that goal. So you're right on time
because it's the goal for the year. Yeah.
Right. So I think I'm doing okay with that. The sleep.
No, you're not doing.
You're not doing well.
No.
I started off doing great. So I'm going to give myself a C minus because I have had some months where I was very deliberate and intentional. And then as of late, I've fallen back into my, and I think that's what happens sometimes with many of us. I started off with that goal doing really well, being very intentional. I had a couple of the homies give me some tips. So thanks, Emily, who gave me the tip about setting a time on my Fitbit to tell me that it's time to start winding down and getting ready for bed. And that really helped me. But the last maybe 6 weeks or so, I have been back into my normal grind, of 3-4 hours of sleep. And frankly, even this, as we record this podcast, I feel pretty beat down. And I know that that is because I'm just not getting enough sleep. So I've got to kick it up in that area.
All right. So we can move there to professional goals. One of my goals was to be more protective with my time. I mentioned that I was at board capacity and that I wanted to dial that back a bit and then also share board opportunities with other homies. And I will give myself an A in this category. I've definitely reevaluated everything that I'm doing in the community and gotten that kind of right-sized. But what I am most excited about is I actually just did it last week. Someone brought a board opportunity to me, and I was able to pass along three names of people who I know have interest in joining more boards. So I'm right on track for what I want to do in this outside of the other professional goal I set, which was, you know, exceeding my revenue goal at work by 15%. I'm well ahead of revenue goal at work and have some pretty big closes coming up in the next 30 days that will definitely keep me on track there.
That's fantastic. So that's great. So A in both of the categories, both of the things. That's great. So I believe for professional, I wanted to grow to client relationships. I would give myself a B plus in that. I've definitely grown those. They're on track, even had some good traction with one of them. And then I think that I had set, or we had sort of collectively set, 4 speaking engagements together for Corporate Homie, which I am really super excited, would definitely give us an A plus. We've exceeded that goal. So we haven't actually, you know, done them all yet, but we have them all booked, under contract and ready to go. And that I'm just happy about and proud of us.
We've really knocked that out of the park. And so shout out to all of you for inviting us to come and speak at various organizations or your companies, because we're almost double that goal. So we're really, really happy with that. So, all right, moving on to spiritual goal. My goal here was to commit to daily devotional. And I challenged myself to not do the thing where if I don't get it done in the morning, that I just give up on a devotional and that I at least do it in the evening. I've done very well with this when I am at home. When I am traveling, I'm completely not getting it done. So I would say a C there, because I've been doing quite a bit of travel on the road. For whatever reason, it has been more difficult or really non-existent for me to get the daily devotional in when I'm traveling. The second piece of that for me was to find a church home. I would say I've gotten lazy in this category. I'm still consistently going to a specific church, but I still haven't found a church home.
So what would you give yourself?
I'd say a B minus.
A B minus. For the church and a B minus for. So I think my goals in this category was I was going to read the Bible in a year. Yeah, that's an F.
Haven't even started.
That's a straight up. it's ridiculous. I mean, my church, the reason why I set the goal is my church has outlined it, and I have been struggling to to make the time to sit down and do the readings. I find the readings to be pretty long. I thought they were going to be shorter readings. They're not. I really want to find like a maybe the scriptures audible or something. Maybe I could listen. I've been thinking about that. But I am not going to try to catch up, but I am going to try to just figure out where we are.
And pick up from there.
The Reverend Dr. Marcus D. Cosby is, in June 1.
Today.
Starting,
yeah. Pick it on up from there.
Starting June 1 and just, move forward. And this is a good old-fashioned fail for me in this area.
Okay. Personal, one of the things I really wanted to work hard, set a goal of not being more protective with my time and making sure that particularly not so much during the week, but on Saturdays and Sundays, that when I am out doing something, whether it was a brunch or playing golf or going to a get together, that I was actually spending time the way that I believe I phrased it was making a priority with people who have made me a priority instead of just accepting a lot of social things and then not really enjoying myself. So I've actually done very well with this. I have, and it's been uncomfortable for me to turn down invitations to things because I think, no, I'm not really friends with that person. I don't really want to go to their birthday get together, or I don't really want to go to their party or what have you. So I would say A minus here, that I'm doing a good job of making sure that my Saturdays and Sundays are my personal time and I'm being more protective of my time.
Okay, so I think that's great. I've seen you really work on that and implement that and be intentional about that. And I know you bought the house and it's beautiful, and that's probably also incentivized you to like get home and spend time
and
there,
be at home.
Right, and spend time in your new beautiful space. Looking forward to that pool being put in. That's one of my personal goals, is that you get a pool. So I think I set for my personal goal that I am writing a book. I would give myself a C on this. I am in the book. I am writing the book. I feel like I could spend more time getting the book done. I feel like if I, I have maybe six, I think I have six chapters done, and it's probably going to be a 20 chapter book. So,
but you're ahead of where you were because you just had the book outlined in January.
Right. So that's what I've been writing it.
So you didn't even have any chapters written. So
I'm,
that's some good progress.
Yeah, I'm definitely making some way there, but I would really like to go a little harder because I really want the book finished by the end of the year. So that's what I had on the personal piece. And then I think the last was family, right?
And that's correct.
And I think I had said I wanted to talk to mom and dad every week, and I was not really been doing that either. I mean, I definitely talk to them more, but
you wanted to talk to mom and dad weekly, and you wanted to host the family for Easter. So
right. So I was going to say, give myself I hosted the family for Easter, although it, DeMarc didn't get to come this year. He had to work with the, our brother is the, works for the SCLC, and they were, he had a lot of responsibilities with the MLK 50. So he didn't get to come. And so I really missed them, but really enjoyed the family, had a great time. So definitely an A in that category. And then I've been calling mom and dad more, but not on a weekly basis. I probably need to set a day in my mind. I don't want to say the day because they might listen and try to hold me to it. But
well, you actually said that in January that you didn't want to set a date because you didn't want to be boxed in.
Right. So I'm saying I need to set one in my mind. Right. Like I would like to call them on, Thursday or something, and then
right
that way, But yeah, so what about you for personal?
Yeah,
family.
Yeah. So for mine, it was kind of an interesting goal because I wanted to not feel obligated to have to come home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh,
and the way I was going to do that is to come home more often during the year so that I don't feel like I hadn't seen them enough. So I'm gonna give myself an A here, but it's really not about me. I caught a good break, and then I had to be in Atlanta for work. And so I got to spend some really good time about a month ago with both mama and daddy. Got a chance to go down to Alabama, spend some time with daddy. Got a chance to spend some time with mama. So I'm going to say an A because I did go to Atlanta for work, and then I made it a priority to get down to Alabama. And so normally this time of year, I haven't been to Alabama at all when it comes to June. And I have. And then I'm going back to Atlanta next month. So I'll get a chance to see mama, and I'll probably try to make a priority to get down and see daddy again. So I'm going to give myself an A.
Well, that's great. Yeah, okay, I can see that. And so I just feel like overall, I would say I'm pretty pleased with where I am overall in my goals. Obviously, some goals were better than others. You know, some areas better than others. Really excited about the idea that, you know, new mercies every day. Always a chance to get things right, like we said at the top of the episode, a lot of year left. Looking forward to checking back in with you guys at the end of the year and seeing how you guys are doing on your goals.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, homies. You know, what's working for you? If you have any good creative tips, love to hear from you on the cardio stuff for me as well. So,
as always, thanks so much for listening. If you have any topic that you would like to see covered, give us a shout on email. You can email us at info@corporatehomie.com.
And you can reach us on all of the social media platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. As a reminder, that's HOMIE.
And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
Get you a twin. Get you another homie.